I told you she was coming in, ladies and gentlemen. Didn't I tell you? Hi, Yaya.
Hello, hello, hello.
Yes, we are happy you are here, girl.
Good morning.
Yes.
Good morning.
Yaya Sangria, yes. Yaya Sangria. We are so happy to have you again, Yaya.
Yes.
We're gonna be talking about a controversial topic. It's gonna touch a lot of hearts, but remember, ladies and gentlemen, we can always agree to disagree. Remember, this is what goes on the State of More Soul, and Yaya, you know, her being a co-host lately. We have learned, you know, this is the disclaimer, ladies and gentlemen, because we have to give this, because, you know, we have some negative Nancys and some negative Normans. And we just have to let you guys know that we can agree to disagree. This is not like we're going to go home and kill each other, or I'm not going to come to your house and slap you. No. I'm sorry. I had to get that one. I had to get a joke. We got to get some jokes in here, because it's been so much tension, ladies and gentlemen. It's been so much tension. We are not going to come to your house. Like, Yaya's not coming to your house. We're not going to see you in the street. We're not going to walk up to you. We're not doing no slaps. That's all we wanted to say. You know, right, Yaya?
That's right. That's right.
Okay, now, again, this is a regular person that comes on the show, as you all know, Yaya Sangria. You guys can follow her. She's on all social media platforms. I'm so grateful to have her again. I just want to tell you guys, thank you for tuning in to the Nishayla Moore Relationship, Real Life Relationship Podcast Show. We're going to let Yaya start out, but let's just put out there, the topic is talking about narcissism. We're talking about a lot of stuff that has been going on lately that's been going on in the world. You know, it doesn't have to be a specific person, but we all do know that it has been some stuff going on, yes. But we're not going to, you know, like, try to drag anybody, because that's not what we're here for, right, ladies and gentlemen? Come close to Yaya. We're not here to drag people. We're here to give an opinion, you know, and we're adults, and give an opinion that we can all be respected afterwards. You know, we have to learn to respect each other as adults and understand that everybody do not have to like who you are. That's number one.
Or what you're saying.
But we have to learn to respect one another. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
We have to respect one another, and we have to understand that it's very serious out here, because it's getting like, now people are feeling like they don't have to respect one another, and that's not cool.
Not at all.
It's not cool.
Not at all.
Yeah, we got to respect each other. I love Yaya. She's a good friend of mine. She's a good friend. You know, she multitasks like Nishayla Moore. She has several businesses, and she works. You know, she's a career. She has a career. And like I said, we respect each other. We're both alpha females. And not only that we are alpha females, we are both women that believe in the voice. The voice has power. We don't have no problem with that. We're not taking away nobody's power, ladies and gentlemen, on this podcast platform. We're not going to get on this platform and say, oh, you can't say this. And if you guys want to tune in, we're gonna open up the lines. If you want to come in as a caller and I can put you on and you can make a request to say something, if you think that you can say something in a respectful manner, hey, I'm all for it. Are you for it? Yeah, I'm for it. I'm down for it, because pretty soon we're going to be going to the live videos. We're going to be in the studio. And I'm just telling you guys this in advance, you know, it was going to be a surprise. I've rented out a studio because right now, you know, I don't have the room in the place, but we're going to rent out a live studio, and we're going to be doing like the Breakfast Club. We're going to be doing a live, a real live show, and we're going to have men and women, and we want them to be respectable, of course, but, you know, we want you guys to bring your opinion. We want opinions. We want opinions. You know, this is what we want, but we have to realize we have to give opinions in a way that we all understand that, you know, hey, that's you have a right, and this is what the world needs to understand. Everybody have a right to agree to disagree. You know what I'm saying, ladies and gentlemen? Yes. We all have a right to agree to disagree. So with that being said, the main topic is narcissists. We're talking about narcissism and how people are coping with it. I mean, you see what's going on in the world. We don't have to give any names. How narcissism is, you know, really real. It's real, right, Yaya? It's real.
It's very real. And I think that each and every one of us have a little narcissistic in us.
Absolutely. Come a little closer, Yaya.
I'm sorry, am I close enough now?
Talk loud like you usually do.
Oh, the shade. But okay. Is this better?
That's better. Feel free to talk loud though. I don't have no problem.
Okay, look, you ain't gotta tell me twice. I think we all have a little bit of narcissistic in us, you know, our narcissism in us. I think that, and I believe this wholeheartedly, you know, there is a part of all, each and every one of us that's self-absorbed, you know, and self-serving and needing of instant gratification. When it becomes narcissistic is when it affects those of that are around us in a negative light. And it brings out the worst in us.
Absolutely.
That's when it becomes a problem. You know, absolutely. Like, because I've been considered narcissistic.
I have too. Years ago, I was brought up. It was brought up to me that yes, Nichay Lamore was narcissistic. We got disconnected, girl.
Girl, I did a whole speech. I don't even remember everything I said.
I apologize, ladies and gentlemen, for the technical difficulties. But we're not letting nothing stop this show. Let's just
That's
get
right.
it in
right
That's
now. Right.
This show going to go on. This show is going right. on and it's going down.
I don't know how much of that you heard or where I left off at.
Okay, come close and I want you to go ahead and continue speaking.
I don't remember. What all did you hear?
You were speaking about, we're introduction of the narcissist.
Right.
The narcissist and how it's around us every day. People, we have a little of narcissism in ourselves. Sometimes we don't realize it. Yeah.
And the point I'm trying to make is the true definition of a narcissistic person. So a narcissistic person does whatever they want to do for self-gratification, instant Absolutely. Gratification. They right then and there gonna do what they want and not take anyone else's feelings into consideration. They're not taking consequences into consideration. Right now, I just need to satisfy myself.
My ego,
my emotions.
Your emotions. I
gotta have instant gratification now.
Instant gratification. Now
the crazy part about a narcissist, right, is they all pumped up with pride.
Right.
Until the shit hit the fan.
To the
like when a narcissist is in the middle of their narcissism, right? And they're in the middle of this whole ego thing that's going on right now. They are like, I said what I said. You know
Absolutely.
What I'm saying? I said
Absolutely.
What I said. But then when the consequences come, that's when the remorse kick in. That's when that's when it's, I didn't mean it, but
I didn't mean it.
Point of view. And that's when they turn victimizing into being a victim.
Oh my goodness. They can play victim. Yes.
They turn victimizing into being a victim.
How to be the victim of all victims. And when I tell you, they know how to switch it around to a sympathy kick. They know how to manipulate their mass.
The biggest crybaby in the world, Mr. Moore. The biggest crybaby in the world
is
a narcissist that been called on their bullshit. That's the biggest narcissist.
You know what I always say, ladies and gentlemen, my new thing is when I don't want to curse and I want to set the record straight with somebody, do you need me to call you to the front of the classroom? I'm like, yeah. Do you need Ms. Shayna Moore to call you to the front of the classroom? Because I will basically, I'm learning in a lot of ways, ladies and gentlemen, and I know me and Yaya had to talk about this. I'm learning in many ways how to be, give constructive criticism without trying to destroy someone. You know what I'm saying? Let me say it again, ladies and gentlemen. You can give constructive criticism, especially when people understand that you're being a mature adult, without trying to destroy someone. Now, you might can help if they don't want to receive it, but you can be an adult and give criticism without having to destroy it. And what I mean is belittle, say things, mean things, be the mean girl or the mean guy. You know, you don't have to do that, but you can say what you want, because I'm not going to not say what I want. You know what I'm saying, ladies and gentlemen? I'm so sorry. I'm not going to walk around here and not say it, but it's a way, let me say this one thing, it's a way to say it, and it's a time and a place for everything. You know what I'm saying? You can say whatever you want to say, but it's just always not a right time for it. And I'm not saying that you're a punk or you're, and we're not talking about people that basically address things and then you have to address them back, if you know what I mean. I'm trying to say it in a light way, but we're talking about in issues or circumstances where you just want to tell somebody something. You could tell somebody something, like me and Yaya. She's a good friend, even though she's a business owner and she's professional. We have issues where we clash on sometimes when we have views. It's okay, ladies and gentlemen. We understand that we are two alpha females, and sometimes we're just not going to agree all the time. So we have came up with, we can agree to disagree, you know?
Definitely.
It's okay.
Definitely. But you know, on top of that,
offended the way she feels.
Right.
She shouldn't be offended the way I feel. And it's
but,
what it is.
But you also got to know your audience. So
absolutely.
Now here's the thing. I don't believe in giving unsolicited advice or opinions.
Absolutely.
If you are not my friend, or if you are my friend or my family member or whatever, if you did not ask for my opinion, I don't need to give it. You should not have the need to feel that just because you see somebody doing something you don't approve of or whatever, that you got to interject your moral standard.
Oh,
on.
I agree with you on that.
It ain't none of your. And a lot of times, friend, what'll happen is we sitting up here telling our business. Right?
Oh, yes. That's bad.
We out here telling our business, and we're telling our business go wrong. We out here venting.
Absolutely.
We telling our business. Now, once you've done that, you've opened up the door to opinions.
Absolutely.
You've opened up the door.
Say that again.
You've opened up the door.
When you tell, this is what entertainers don't understand. And this is what we was just talking about, though, right, Yaya? When you tell too much information, you a lot of times you have no control of how the vehicle, you know,
of
like
the backlash
of the vehicle of how it's gonna move.
Yeah.
The opinions are gonna move in directions that you have no control over. So when people have a comment or opinion, you can't go and dictate how they should appear, like or how you should see a person. A person is gonna see you however they choose to. This is the right. But you have allowed it when you give that type of information. Some things just should not be brought up. You know what I'm saying?
When I was a young mother, right, and I was working as a shampoo assistant in a very, very nice salon in the South Loop of Chicago. And I was a young mother and I was a young wife. I was in my early 20s. And my children were very young at the time. And I made a comment about not liking kids, right? Now, this is just a lighthearted comment. this is like we all sitting around laughing and joking. And somebody said, but you have three kids. I said, I don't like them either. Right? So now it is funny because anybody who know me as a mom know I pride myself in being a super mom. That's what I call it.
Right.
And I did not work for the first 5 years of my marriage because my kids were so little that we couldn't afford for me to work and pay daycare. So we made a conscious decision that I wouldn't work. And as my younger child went into preschool and kindergarten, I was able to then take part-time jobs to help my husband make the ends meet. And when I did that, so I remember one day I was in the salon and I had forgot all about the comment about not liking kids. And one of the other shampoo girls who was a little bit younger than me was pregnant. And she asked me to be her baby godmama. Right?
Right.
And I was so happy. And the owner said, she don't even like her own kids.
She don't even like her own kids. And see, that was a story of stories, because a lot of times when we say things, we don't really realize all the time what we're saying. And sometimes I don't know why we go back and maybe the feelings have changed or something has some type of circumstances that made you feel differently. And that's cool.
But the whole point is that people will take your words.
Yes, they take your words.
They will take your comments.
Absolutely.
They will take a situation and they will beat the hell out of you with it. They will torment you with it. They will. But the whole point is, yeah, I was laughing and joking. And that day, I may not have liked my kids that day.
You might have not liked your kids just that one day.
Just that one day. I could have been having a bad day. But that, the only thing that my colleagues at that salon remembered was that I said, I don't even like my own kids.
Well, I'm going to say this. You know, the world has been going crazy. What's been going on, the uproar about everything. And we don't have the things understood on the show need not be explained, right?
Right.
We adults. We don't got to go, you know, we don't have to say names. If you've been living and breathing in this world,
you know who we talking about.
One of the main subjects are going on right now, every day on the timeline from the TV. You could open up anything, the newspaper, you know what's going on. So we don't have to go there. I don't do the name dropping 24/7. I don't have to, because I feel like, and this is just me, y'all. This is just right. My opinion. It may be an alpha female opinion. I don't have to name drop to be successful. Let me just get that out right now. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I don't have to name drop to be successful. What God has for me, let me just say this and get this out the way. This is what I believe, and this is my platform. If you don't like it, you know, you always next it. You know, I'm just letting you know, I don't have to name drop to feel, to be superior, to feel significant, to feel like, oh, if I drop this name, they're going to draw into my podcast and I'm going to have millions of listeners. No, I feel that what I say is what I say, who I am is who I am. And if you rocking with me, you rocking with me, right? You know
right.
what I'm saying, right? You know what I'm saying,
right.
Yeah,
right.
And if you ain't rocking with me, so be it. But I'm not going to name drop or clout chase nobody.
For ratings.
Just to get you to, yeah, for views or listeners. You know, I'm not going to do that because you'll know that I'm, you know, I try to be as real as they come. I mean, I make mistakes, and I'm sure y'all make mistakes too. We're human. And
every
but
now
I'm
and then.
I'm not trying to be on no clout chasing or no name dropping just to have y'all listen and be like, oh, no, we're not doing that. So
right.
Back to what I was saying. Now I forgot what I was saying. I mean, that's crazy. I didn't say so much about that. I ain't forgot.
We're talking about we don't have to name drop. We're going to bring up an incident and we don't have to bring no names because everybody living in today's world knows.
Yeah, everybody living in today's world. But, you know, it's just really sad how everything is going. And people were talking about how, you know, people were narcissistic. That was what we were talking about, the topic. And how people are narcissistic and people are this and that and people are being manipulated. First of all, let me just say this to say this here. People are not doing what they, I mean, people are doing what they want to do.
Yeah.
People are not being manipulated to a certain degree, because I see in the certain situations or whatever, I see two narcissists. Now, one is more dominant than the other. Well, don't play like you don't know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. You know, don't play dumb. Don't get on here playing dumb like, who? You know, you get the owls and the, you know, the negative Nancy's and the negative Normans to get on the podcast or anywhere. They pretend like they don't know what I'm saying. You have two dominant people that are narcissists, but one is going to trump the other. Okay, because all I've been hearing is this person is narcissist. This person manipulate this person. This person destroyed this person's life. Well, let me just say this to say this here. I looked at everything and both of the two people are narcissists. And narcissist people, the whole big thing with a narcissist, they love challenges. They love challenges. They love to feel like I could conquer this person. I can get this person to think what I want them to think or feel the way I want them to feel and get them to ultimately do what I want them to do. That is number one with a narcissist, whether you want to believe it or not. Narcissists, it's all about them. Well, in the end, I'm just going to say this. Somebody is stronger than the other one. Somebody's always going to be stronger with two narcissists. That's why they tell you that is an explosive relationship. Somebody is going to be mentally stronger than the other one. I'm just going to say it like this, and I'm going to leave it at that, and I'm going to let Yaya speak again. And in the case of somebody being mentally stronger, guess what? It's going to appear or come off as that person being the mass manipulator or that person being the one that's controlling the other one, when in fact, the other person is just as manipulative. If you look at their history, if you look at their past, they're just as manipulative and just as strong mentally as the other person. It's just that when they came into the situation, they probably thought, maybe I can control this person, or maybe I can get this person to think the way I want them to think, or come over to my side and be on my, you know, as far as the way I think, the way I feel, the way I view things. Well, it didn't really happen that way. It backfired. So now this is the result of two narcissists being together. Now, this is not to say that it's not happening every day. This is happening every day. It's just that we have one situation that's on Front Street. And I don't think it's fair, neither do Yaya. We don't think it's fair to assume that one person is to blame for the whole relationship when it's not one person to blame for any whole relationship, when clearly the narcissist that got involved in the situation understood the assignment, ladies and gentlemen. And a lot of times, understood the assignment. A lot of times people think that they're going to have a bigger effect over a person. They might get in a situation where they say, oh, I can influence this person, you know, this, I'm an alpha person, because you see two alpha people. You might see an alpha male and an alpha female, but at the same regards, somebody is going to have to give in, because one is not going to conquer the other one. It's not going to be equally yoked. Two narcissistic people is never going to be equally yoked, because it's all about power. It's all about power. And who can control the most of the other person? It's always going to be about control with a narcissistic person. It's never about equal. It's nothing about a narcissistic person that's going to ever be equal. That's not even in the vocabulary of a narcissistic person. Ladies and gentlemen, it's all about power, control, all about the id in Freud. If you know anything about psychology, Freud talks about that. And it's all about who is going to be the most dominant person, the dominant personality, the dominant who's going to come off as the person that's going to rule. It's all about ruling. Right. Whether you want to believe that or not, that's ultimately what it is. And a lot of times, the person that realizes that the other person is more dominant, they become victimized. They become to look like the victim, or they basically, you know, oh, the little sheep, because the other person becomes now the wolf. You understand what I'm saying? Remember Denzel Washington said in Training Day, that's the one person I will quote, because I love him as an actor and all the above. I give him all credits. He said, in Training Day, remember when he was in Training Day, what did he say? He said, are you the sheep or are you the wolf? Didn't he say that?
Yeah, that's what he said. Now you talking about my baby daddy now.
Oh, her baby daddy. That's my baby daddy. We gonna fight on here.
We gonna fight over him. Look, yeah, when we were in kindergarten, we fought over my snatch, and right now we just
don't snap you, but we gonna box about this.
No, baby. You can't have my baby daddy.
Oh, baby daddy.
That's what I'm gonna do.
We're gonna get in trouble. We gotta give a disclaimer. We love you, wife. We just playing. We just love Denzel, you know.
Well, you know what? I'm gonna tell you one thing about Mrs. Washington, Denzel's wife. She don't give two F.
No, she don't. She know he comes home her. And I like that about her. I like, wait a minute. I don't want to get off the thing. I love that about her.
I'm about to circle back. I'm about to circle back because what she is and she does have a lot to do with this. And so does Mr. Washington.
Yes.
They are level-headed Hollywood.
Oh, they're very level-headed. I appreciate her. Because he wasn't always perfect, and I love him. I love him from
but you know
he's
what?
The greatest. He's a great guy.
Human being is a dead human being.
Absolutely.
Because you're walking on this earth right now in no
we
type of
we all make
perfection.
Mistakes, ladies and gentlemen. We all do. We all make mistakes.
We all make mistakes. But
and
we
I'm sure one day, I'm not saying that I want it to happen. People gonna try to find out my fault. I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah. But you know what? I'm gonna be honest with you.
It is what it is.
I'm gonna be honest. I'm not even that important, and people be talking my business. And I ain't even that important.
Well, it's not about importance.
It is about importance.
No,
because
no,
when you
no.
all have started.
They'll talk about any. This world
Let me put it like this, Ms. Lamore. I'm not in the income bracket to where people really care.
No, it will. Hold that thought.
What I'm saying is, when you get to a certain income bracket, everything you do is under.
Definitely.
Everything you do.
That's definite right there. Yes.
There. What I'm saying is, I'm not there yet.
I'm not there yet.
Now, the point I'm trying to make is when you have two narcissists, and they are in these 10 digits income, right?
Absolutely.
And they didn't air all their dirty laundry because they so pumped up with ego that everybody needs to know their business. Everybody needs to know how important they are. Everybody needs to know how happy or how miserable or all of this. They this ego got to be fed, right? This ego has to be fed.
Absolutely. So, you know what? And I'm gonna be honest with you, ladies. I used to be narcissistic. I used to be Nashayda Moore. Used to be narcissistic. Yeah, I really did. And I'm gonna be honest with you.
Well,
I had so many, and I had to step out of myself. And we're just going to clear the air because I don't want people to think that I'm just talking about other people. I'm just speaking on myself. I'm going to be honest with you.
I've never been in a position to be able to be narcissist. I've never had the, and I know that, you know, people are going to say, well, what do you mean by that? Because I know some broke narcissists also. I could name drop one, but I don't want to get sued. But I have a family member by marriage that's the biggest narcissist I ever met in my life. Ain't got a dime. Ain't got what my mama say, a pot to piss in or a window to throw it out of.
But narcissism is not all about money.
I know that. Let me make my point. And for those out there listening, this is how we conversate. Y'all know that's But this is how we converse. This is how we communicate. So we talk over each other and get on each other's nerves. And then next thing you know, we're doing a podcast laughing. So what I'm saying is I have never felt that I had the luxury of being narcissistic. And I say that because I've never been able to be self-serving. I've never been able to look out for number one. I've never been able to say it's all about Yaya. I've never had that luxury. I've never had the luxury of being selfish and self-centered and self-serving and all that. Because from the tender age of 17, I became a mother. And I became a mother who was really concerned with the impression that I left on my child and what type of human being I was going to develop them into. So at the age of 17, I realized that it was not about me. Right?
And you know what? I'm going to say this. I don't think we all It's not something that, you know, we just
listen what I'm saying. Listen what I'm saying. Narcissists are 100% self-serving. They 100% do not care.
No. Lee, that's true. But you can have traits, and it could go into deeper if you read about.
I really would like to finish my point, though.
Okay.
I really would. The point I'm trying to make is when you have become so the when you and I'm just saying this personally. I really don't care about anybody else's viewpoint of me as a human being. When you are a narcissist, your ego is so big you think everybody's supposed to pay attention to you.
Absolutely.
Everything is about you. And that's what I'm saying. I never had the luxury of that. Now, I'm not saying that I haven't done some narcissistic things in my life. You know, what I'm saying is a true narcissist really only look out for number one.
They only look out for number one, and it's all about them. It's always been about them.
To the rest of the world, that what they're doing is about a specific cause.
But the cause almost is always themselves.
It's always themselves. And I'm going to tell you something. Like I was explaining to you, two narcissists together is really dangerous because they're fighting on the throne of who's going to be, like, literally, they don't realize it, but self-consciously, they're on the throne, like, who is first and who is more prevalent, you know, prevalent.
Right. Well, it's really always about that.
It's a battle of control.
It's about the yin. Listen, and, it's about the yin and the yang. So if I have a narcissistic person and a passive person, yes, that narcissistic person is gonna abuse the passive person.
Absolutely.
They're gonna abuse them. Now, if you have two passive people, ain't nothing gonna get done.
Absolutely.
They're gonna not get anything done. They're not able to get anything done because they're too busy trying to make sure everybody else is taken care of.
Absolutely.
That's just as dangerous. And then if you have two narcissists, right? They're both battling for the top spot. Now, the other part of it is the part that if you have two narcissists, right, or two passive or narcissistic passive, either way it go, you make your bed. You got to lie in it, right? And if it's a strong, there's always going to be a stronger individual.
Oh, it's always going to be a stronger narcissist than another. Because like I said, I've seen this before. I've seen two narcissists together, but one is more dominant than the other one. And that trumps the, you know, they're going to be the one that's more manipulative. You know, it's unfortunate, but that's the way it is. You know, because even though I might have some, okay, I believe in my heart, I sometimes, you know, I have some issues or whatever when I try to be selfish, but I tend to struggle with that. And I'm being honest with you. I struggle with that, not because I'm necessarily narcissistic anymore, but because I'm like, every time I open myself up and give too much, it seems like I get disappointed. So it's like, yeah, it's like I get disappointed. And it's not because necessarily now at the age I am now, I'm older, I'm more mature, understanding. I respect people. I want to be respected. It's not about necessarily now that I'm narcissistic, ladies and gentlemen. It's more about I want to give and receive what I give. I want exchange. I want fair exchange. Yes, fair exchange, no robbery. Fair exchange, no robbery. And sometimes when you get older, let me just say this. Sometimes when you get older, yes, you know, you could have had a past that you were narcissistic and it was all about you. And I get that. I really do. Because I've humbled myself a lot on this platform in my life. And this is where I am. But at the same time, also, sometimes you need to be selfish because not because you're narcissistic, ladies and gentlemen, but because you've given all that you need to give, and now you need to be selfish for yourself so you can have something left for yourself. You don't want everybody to take everything from you. You know, you don't want everything to be taken away from you.
Well, you know, when you say two narcissistic people, and I'm going to disagree with you on one thing. And that's, if you have two narcissistic people, is anybody really being manipulated? How can you be manipulated? How can you be manipulated if you're a narcissist?
Well, I'm not saying that it's like a strong manipulation, but there is some manipulation with two narcissists, because one is trying to prove that the other one is more, how can I say it? The reasoning is more significant, or their way of thinking is more significant, whatever the case may be. It's not that they do it blank, you know, they're not going to do it up front.
So it's not this is what I want to say. According to Mayo Clinic, right?
Right.
According to Mayo Clinic, one of the several types of personality disorders is a mental condition in which people have an inflated sense of their own importance.
Oh, absolutely. I believe a lot of us are inflated.
A deep need. Absolutely. This is not Yaya's definition. This is the Mayo Clinic's definition. Right?
Right.
It's a deep mental condition in which people have an inflated sense of their own importance, a deep need for excessive admiration.
I accept that.
Relationships and lack of empathy for others.
And oh my God. Say so that again, girl. Lack of empathy. That's the word of the century. People do not have, and you can say that again.
So the clinical definition
numb to people's needs when they get in a relationship. I don't want to say every time it's narcissism, but a lot of times in the relationship, people are becoming more and more selfish. I don't know if it's because they've been burned are you really a narcissist? Because
let me go just a little bit deeper, right? Let's go just a little bit deeper. According to the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, the 9 traits of a narcissist is grandeur, sense of importance, self-importance, preoccupation with fantasies of unlimited success,
absolutely,
power, brilliance, beauty, or ideal love, belief that they're special and unique.
Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
Only can be understood or should be understood. Wait a minute. I'm sorry. I lost my track. Hold on 1 second. But anyway, breaking it down.
Sound like my ex-husband, if you ask me.
Shit, it sounds like.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I say that?
You know, it's just.
I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. I had to say that. I'm sorry.
That's real. That was a joke.
That was a joke.
Well, look, let me tell you. But the reason why I wanted to bring up the clinical definition of narcissism and narcissist is what I said at the beginning. It's a very self-serving, it's an obsession that we have. It's an obsession that we have with making our lives appear to be a certain way. And it's an arrogance. It's a cockiness.
It is definitely an arrogance. Oh my God. And you know, this is what I was saying a lot of times when I presented myself, as far as when my platform, I'm just using myself as an example, so we don't always have to use other people. And then, you know, this is going to be a disclaimer, because then they'll be like, oh, you talked about me on your podcast. So I'm going to use Nichelle Moore as the front street or the front runner, so we can say that she used her own self, her own life. Now, with me, myself, as me being an author and writing about real life relationships, I had to present myself in a way, ladies and gentlemen, that I had to understand that these people are going to look and say, who the heck are you? Who the hell are you writing? You know, who the hell are you? You know, you come out with the mask, your author, you know, you coming out with a costume. You know, I've heard all kind of stuff. You know what I'm saying? You got a damn costume on and you talking about your author. Who the hell are you? You looking like Zorro? You know, I've heard so many things. Yeah, I did. I did. I really did. And I had to come to grips that this is going to be, it's going to be pre-judgment about who I am. And I had to make the people warm up and understand as a writer, the mask was used as a way of saying the mask falls off. And I wanted to warm up to my audience to let them know that I have flaws like everybody else, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, at one time I was a serious narcissistic. I have no reason to, you know, not talk about that, you know. But
well, you can be deliberate on your own narcissism.
Because it was all about me. I didn't care at the time. I was much, much younger, ladies and gentlemen. I was much younger, and it was all about me. And I was just, you know, had a lot of men chasing me, and it was just all about me. I was really, really inflated, and it's okay. I'm cool with that. But as I got older, and God showed me that's who I believe in. You know, you have to practice what you believe in. I'm just saying, as a disclaimer, I'm not trying to force that upon you. But as God showed me, you know, it's not always about you, Nashe. It's you have something that you can give, and that's a testimony. And you have to humble yourself. You have to have humility when you go before the people, because you can help women. You can help men. You can help men see a woman's point of view. You can help women see that they are not the only one that been through what you've been through. You know,
yeah.
And you gotta change your ways.
That's right.
And I'm going to let me finish. You got to change your ways. You just can't come out like you all that and you fine and all that. And you think because you all that in the bag of chips. No, baby, don't work that way. So I had to humble myself. And now I have dealt with a lot of humility, you know, and I really don't really get off on clout chasing. If you notice, I might not have a lot of likes, but my likes are growing. And I really don't care, because the people are starting to see me as who I am, because a lot of this stuff I talk about, I have told you, ladies and gentlemen, I've experienced it. And I'm not ashamed. You know what I'm saying? I'm not ashamed anymore. I used to be ashamed about that I dated all these men. They like, damn, who are you and shit? You know, you know what I'm saying? What's that lady of the night? You know, I used to get called all kind of names, but I don't give a damn. Because guess what?
I think the difference between a narcissist and an empath is that, you know, the narcissists really don't care about anything except for being in front of everybody, seen.
Absolutely.
For getting all the glory.
Absolutely.
And the one thing I want people to understand about a narcissist, right? You know, why we sit, narcissists love the fact that we actually talking about them.
They do. They really
It doesn't even matter if it's negative. It don't matter. You know, I was talking to Miss Lamore before we got on the call, and I was saying, you know, in all of my studying and in marketing, the one thing I know about marketing is there's no such thing as bad publicity.
There's no such thing as bad publicity.
As long as they're talking about you. See, it don't matter if they're talking about you good or talking about you bad. As long as they're talking about you.
As long as you know,
and that's the thing. Like, I was told that even as a little girl. You know, like, I remember being a little girl or a young lady, like 12 and 13, when you start getting, you know, curves and everything. And
absolutely,
other girls will be mad at you, right? And they'll be talking about you. And they'll say, you think you cute. Remember that? They think, oh, you must.
I do. I used to cry when I got curves. I don't know what the hell I was thinking. I used to be like, what in the world? I'm serious. I didn't like breasts.
Well,
like
this
hips.
Is the thing. The part I'm trying to make is I remember my mama saying, no, they think you cute. You know, I remember her saying that. And I remember my mom saying, well, they talking about you because they thinking about you. You know? And just
cool mom. My mom used to be, girl, somebody said,
but she was
all right. My mom was opposite. She liable to put my ass in the dungeon. She said, somebody say something about me. She didn't want no man, no boy, nobody talking about my breasts, my butt, anybody who liked me. She thought I was going to get pregnant looking at me shit.
Well, I'm saying this. 100%. Well, my mom was very strict. I didn't even go outside and play with other kids.
Yeah, I couldn't do that. Play, what was that?
My grandparents, owned the building that we lived in, and we lived in a six flat on the south side of Chicago, which I don't know if anybody know what a six flat is, but that's like a three, it's like four stories. It's a sub-basement, apartments and stuff, landlord. Right, but it had a sub-basement, then it had the first floor, second floor, third floor, right? And we lived on the third floor. And I remember it was 54 stairs to get to our apartment. I remember I used to count it every day. And my mom was like, we would be like, Mom, can we go outside? Going outside to my mom, man. Okay, go on the back porch. That was going outside to my mom. We did not go, and we lived across the street from one of the largest parks in Chicago. Very beautiful thing. We lived right, but it didn't matter because I didn't go to visit that park till I was 12 years old.
Yeah, but sad part about me, I didn't even visit that. Go look at some TV. Bugs Bunny or some shit. Sit your ass down.
It was custom.
She didn't want me around the fast girls.
She didn't want me around the hot girls. I'm gonna be honest with you. When I went to the park, I went because I snuck. I never got permission to go across the street to the park.
Right.
Never got permission to, and I'm talking about across the street. And
it was, you know,
I did not learn how to ride a bike until I was in my 20s, like 22, 23.
Right.
I did not learn how to, actually I was like 27. I didn't learn how to drive until I was 21 or 22. You know, I was married. My husband taught me how to drive.
Really?
Yes, I was married before I knew how to drive. I came from a very strict, and I got pregnant at 16 in spite of the strictness, not because of it, in spite of my mom, because when you come up in a strict household, you begin to sneak and you begin circling back to narcissism. A lot of the people who I know that are narcissistic had a lot of freedom, and I don't care.
I used to literally throw the rocks outside the window to my friends because my mother made every excuse for me to be on punishment. But she just did not want her little girl to grow up. It was so sad.
Right.
My mom didn't want me to go outside. She didn't
I'm gonna tell you the truth.
I don't even think
it's the boys that's the problem. My biggest problem was other girls. The boys wasn't that big of girls were mean and hateful.
Oh, the girls were mean too.
Girls were mean and hateful.
Yeah, they were mean too.
And they would intentionally be a negative influence. They would intentionally do stuff and draw you into situations that could get you in trouble. This is what girls, now I don't know about y'all experience, but this is what girls did. I had some female girlfriends that were cool and they were nice girls, but mean girls leave the impression more. And low key, people thought I was a mean girl growing up. And this is the part I wanted to talk about, when sometimes people will think you're a narcissist, or people will think that you're a strong woman. Like they can get confidence and narcissism. It's a fine line between the two. It's a fine line between being narcissistic and being confident.
Yes, it is. And I'm gonna say this. It is a fine line, but also when you have been through something and you're no longer gonna tolerate it, Mikhail,
yeah,
you notice that people will throw that in there to throw you off track. Because a lot of times when you have taken so much from somebody, whether it's a friendship, relationship, long as it's a ship, and you say, I'm no longer going to accept this, and no, and you start standing and holding your ground, a lot of times people will use that manipulation to trick you. So I'm starting to think the people that try to manipulate you back into being open to what they have to offer, those are the narcissistic ones. And they'll flip it around and say, it's you.
There's a difference. I wanted to do that. There is a difference in narcissism versus confidence, right? So confident is believing in yourself, your talents, your abilities. It's about being satisfied with yourself as a person and accepting who you are, regardless to how you compare to others. That is confidence.
We don't have to wind it up. We already have 50 minutes. Okay.
But a narcissistic person, they're more antagonistic, right?
Oh, definitely, definitely.
So what they're doing is they're doing it as a feeling of superiority. Like,
oh, superior. Oh, absolutely. You said you hit the key word, superior.
I'm confident in who I am and my abilities. Confident in my looks. I'm confident in my capabilities. I'm confident in my career. I'm confident in my life, but I don't think I'm better than the next person. So a narcissist takes not only that, I don't believe that they're confident. I believe that they lack confidence in such a manner that they have to point out the flaws in everybody else. They have to prove to everybody else that they're better. If they look better, they can do it better. They can do a better job. They this, that, and the other. So what we're talking about now, what I feel like when it comes to the situation of women, when a woman is confident.
Versus narcissistic,
we always demonize for being confident. We always demonize for being secure.
That is true. Now I can accept that. I can accept that because it is a difference. It is a difference.
There's a difference.
But you can see the difference. It's a classic narcissist. When the narcissist is more than confident and crosses over to the narcissist, guess what? They try to control everything around them. That is the difference, ladies and gentlemen, of confident versus narcissism. When a person is confident, they're just confident in themselves and they move on with their life. They don't care what happens. It's on you. You can do whatever you want to do. But when a person is narcissistic, they always got to control the environment. Yes. They have to control it. That's the way they roll. That is a classic narcissist. They have to control. They can't function if they're in an environment that they cannot control. It's all about control with the narcissist. When you're confident, you don't try to control your environment. You live in your best life and you try to encourage and uplift.
Well, I'm going to tell you this. There is a fine line between a control freak and a narcissist, right? Now, a control freak has the need to be in control of everything, a need to control.
Absolutely.
And listen, that includes obsessive compulsive, anxiety, or personality disorder. That is now
absolutely.
Someone can be controlling but not a narcissist.
Yeah, because I can sometimes, I'm just gonna admit it, I'm a little controlling a little bit sometimes. Yeah.
Right. And that's where I fall in. Like, okay, so a person a control freak don't trust anyone else to be able to handle things the way that they will.
And I'm working on it. We almost in the clothes.
But that doesn't make you narcissistic.
No, I'm not narcissistic anymore.
Right. My whole point is, a lot of times women are control freaks.
Yeah, and I can agree with that. Yeah, I'm saying
most women.
A lot of women are control.
You know why we control freaks, though? Do you know why we?
You
know why we control freaks?
We can agree to disagree on some, but I believe you, what you're saying. Yeah. You tell me.
The reason why we control freaks is because of disappointment.
I don't know if it's always disappointment. It could be some of it. Sometimes, yes, I do agree.
Honestly, think about this. My need to control
things stems 100% from things going wrong in my past.
That is one of the reasons. Yes, I can agree.
I don't know about you.
Yes.
I don't know about Miss Lamore. I'm going to talk about Yaya, right? Yaya has a need to control things because of the times when she felt out of control.
Oh.
When I felt out of control and I couldn't handle things, right? And right. things did not go the way that I felt they should have gone. It sends me into an anxiety when I feel that pattern is going to be repeated.
Absolutely.
So Absolutely. Once I go into that where I feel like it's going to be repeated, now it's like, to prevent that from happening, let me control the situation.
And a lot of time, and I'm going to say this because we're going to have to wrap it up. We're right. going to have to do part two, ladies and gentlemen.
Right.
We're definitely going to have to do part two. But because this is a very, very touchy subject, ladies and gentlemen, let's just understand, don't ever think that we have conflict because we're the best of friends. And I appreciate Yaya Sangrias for coming on here, speaking about the narcissistic person. And we're giving examples. We're giving testimonies. We're giving real life testimonies, ladies and gentlemen, of our lives, of our inside. We're bringing you inside of who we are as women. And that is a lot. So don't never take that for granted, ladies and gentlemen, please. Because it takes a lot for these entertainers or people that just come on as guests or whatever you want to call it. It takes a lot for people to come on and talk about stuff and open up to these stuff. Because a lot of times when you open up past situations, past stories. So I'm not going to drain out and go on a long, long ride. I know y'all like, get to the point, Nishay. Good Lord. You know, get to the damn point. But I'm just saying, you know, you guys, because I want you guys to know it's a lot to do this. We are definitely going to have part two. I don't know if we're going to be able to do part two today with, you know, Yaya's schedule and my schedule. If we can, we will. We'll get to it. But
right.
if not, we're definitely going to do part two this week.
We're going to do what I call bookmark this conversation.
Yeah, we're definitely going to do part two. It's going to be mm-hmm. narcissistic behavior part two.
Right.
And I'm sure she's going to listen to this podcast. I'm going to listen to it. We appreciate all the great listeners that's coming on the platform, rocking with us, and you know, coming out, listening, whether in your car, you in riding at home, I mean your home, wherever you're listening. That's all that matters, you know. I'm grateful to you guys. Shout out to you guys that's rocking, you know, with Nishay Lamore. I'm gonna let her do a quick closing, but in my mm-hmm. closing, I'm just gonna say a small remark that narcissistic people in relationships is very real. Please don't take it for granted. It's not something that has to be diagnosed. It's clear evidence, clear signs. And it doesn't mean that they're bad people, you know, because a lot of times people get it misconstrued. They think, oh, when you hear the word narcissism, everybody's backing up. And I'm not saying that there are not some narcissistic people that are bad, because there are. You know, I've heard some horror stories, but then I've heard some people that wanted to get help and some people that really, really want to reach out and really get it right. And you have to, you know, applaud those people, because sometimes, like myself, you just need a guidance and you need to see that the moral story, it's not all about you. It's not all about you. So I'm gonna let Yaya close, but narcissism is real. It's very real. And if you can get help with the partner or people that you love, if they want to accept and receive help, try to get them some help. You
right.
know, try to show them that, just point out the signs. Don't be in a conflict or confrontational about it. Because one thing about a narcissistic person, I'm just gonna tell you straight up, you couldn't come tell me in the raw gangster that I had a problem. Your ass gonna get told, and I'm sorry to go there, but this is the way I was. You know, you wasn't coming to me. You wasn't walking up on no stage slapping my ass. Your ass will get backslapped. Trust me, we gonna tear some stuff down, seriously.
Right.
So I'm just telling you how I used to be. I was getting with the smoke, straight up.
Right. Well, and on a rebuttal to that, not only are you not going to walk up on the stage and smack me and walk away. So that's number one. You ain't going to, if you walk up on the stage and smack me, you ain't walking away. That's
and
number
it was
one.
Going to be some right,
number
consequences.
Two, but rewinding. Not only is it going to be consequences,
no, so,
but B, No, that's B. That's B. A is I am not going to be so triggered that I feel that I have to walk up on the stage and smack someone.
Right. And this is what it's all about.
That's
we've grown. Yeah,
we're adults. Grown. Now, the other part of this, Miss Lamour, the other part of this is I am not going to allow my mate to jeopardize himself.
Absolutely. Say it again.
Now, I'm not going to let my mate.
Not going to let your mate jeopardize
While the lady in me find the chivalrous of it to be attractive. The lady in me, my first initial thought is, damn, I want my man to love me like that.
Absolutely.
And don't get me wrong. That is the part of me, the woman part, my automatic was, but the human part, the real part is, we got to secure this bag.
We got to secure, if you we don't say it again, we got to secure the bag, girl.
We got to secure the bag.
So
we
forget all protect. The nonsense. You know
hold
what
up out. Hold up out, Miss Lamour. We got to secure the bag. Now, don't get me wrong. We talking about people who bag secured. We talking about people who check is secured. But see, but for somebody like me, somebody like you,
absolutely.
When I see my man, now don't get me wrong. If my man see me,
you got 4 minutes.
Upset, I got 3 minutes. If my man see me upset, he's gonna react. But as his wife, it is my job to make sure that he reacts correctly.
To make sure he acts correctly. Make sure he acts correctly. It's her job
baby.
Acts correctly because they're trying to secure the bag, and that's really 100% proof of what we're saying. We know everybody's emotions is running rapid and running wild, and people have emotions and people feel some type of way. Cause I'm gonna feel some type of way. You come speak about me, and it might be a time after this.
Right. When I was,
you
I'm gonna
speak about me, and I might be in a big place one day, and you speak about me, and I might have to choose what to do or what reaction to have.
But when you think about it, as
long
children,
as I think about it and have the right reaction, because at the end of the day, you have to understand everybody is dealing with things behind closed doors, whether you're narcissistic
or
whether
not.
Whatever, you're an empath, whatever you are. It
whatever
doesn't matter.
It is, what might happen, another lesson learned is when you out here throwing shade and cracking jokes, and saying things that are hurtful to people, you might catch the right person on the wrong day.
You might catch the right person on the wrong day.
So I'm not saying nobody right and nobody wrong.
Nobody's wrong. Everybody has accountability, ladies and gentlemen. Everybody has some accountability.
Accountability.
And that's what it's all about. Five people right and two wrong. No, everybody has accountability because it takes two to tangle, and the whole thing stemmed with the action and the reaction. So
the other part of it is at the end of the day, like you said, at the end of the day, I have to deal with the consequences.
You have to deal with the consequences of
the action. Listen, these are three consequences that I see. I told a joke in poor taste, and I got the shit smacked out of me.
So we have to be careful. Yeah.
Control and smack the shit out of somebody.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
The third one is now we both have to live with the consequences.
For the rest of our lives. That's not good.
Of the rest of our lives.
And that's not cool. I'm telling you, that's not cool. That means your kids, your grandkids, and everybody. Oh, wow.
Here. And it's always going to be a villain in
it. It's always going to be a villain or a mean girl or a mean guy.
Whatever.
That's always going to say something negative. So it's a lot. That's why I said we definitely need part two. This is so deep. This is so deep. This has only been, and remember we had kind of like technical difficulties at first.
Yeah.
So she had to get back on. So she really missed out on at least 10 minutes of speaking. And we all know that Yaya is going to speak her mind. We do know that, right? We know right. that. Right?
If you don't know, you
y'all know that. You don't know, now you know.
Right.
Now you know. But we, you know, in all jokes and everything, I'm just trying to break the ice and let you guys know that we can laugh as well as we can come correct, as we can say our mind, you know, give our testimonies and speak how we feel, and we can agree to disagree. We just want to let you know that we're real human beings. We're real women. And we're two imperfect women. Two imperfect women, ladies and gentlemen.
Wait a minute. I beg to differ.
And I serve a perfect God. Yes,
listen. I beg the difference. I was made in perfection. I live in an imperfect world.
She said she was made in perfection.
You know why? Because according to the, I don't know about nobody else's faith and nobody else's belief. I don't care about nobody else's faith and nobody else's belief, but my belief said, according to my Christian scripture,
That's right.
Praise thee, O Lord, for I am beautifully and wonderfully
and
made.
You are wonderfully made. And I'm not even joking. I'm dead serious.
I'm dead serious. So what we say, so I am not, while I was born into sin and I make mistakes. I am perfect to my Father, my Creator. He created me in perfection.
Absolutely.
This human world is the imperfection.
It's definitely everything out here. It's just so much. Yeah. It's so much, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm just going to get ready to get off and do the countdown.
Yes.
But it's so sad. And another thing, I'm just saying this. I'm putting out there. I hate to see brothers and sisters. I just hate to see the turmoil. You know, the turmoil. I like to see us working together and trying to be as one. And
yeah,
we got enough battles we're fighting and to be fighting all these other demons and everything out. It's so sad. I love people. I love people. I'm going to say it again for you ones in the back that want to keep up the drama. You know, you heard me. I love people, and I like to see as much as possible people get along. But with that being said, we're going to have to be out. This concludes with the narcissistic show. We thank you guys. Like, share, and follow. Continue to listen out for us. We're going to definitely do part two, Narcissist, and she's not going to let me forget. Trust and believe, she's not going to let me forget. We're not going to forget Yaya, trust me. But we're going to do the countdown before. We don't want the show to cut off, so we're going to do the countdown right now. I love you guys. I love you for rocking with me, and
I love you
rocking the shake. That's right. We love Yaya, and we're going to continue to rock with us. Countdown on.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.